It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bills Dolphins live tonight in prime time on Amazon Prime, live on CMF. A divisional road game on a short week. And keep in mind, because...
We'll get there. We'll get there.
I know.
Because it is on Amazon Prime, if you do not have that, you need to go find a place to watch it.
Where would I find a place?
Well, if you're not going to listen to it here on CMF, you can go hang out at Bill Gray's Tap Room.
Ooh, that's a party spot, bro.
Bro, in my humble opinion.
Party people hang at that place.
In my humble opinion, the best place in Rochester to watch a game.
You kick it back.
Yeah. But there's going to be one more bonus tonight.
Ooh, who's out there kicking it back?
I'm going to be hanging out.
Oh, bat the party machine.
Like I said, food is fantastic. Drinks are great. Everybody that works there is awesome.
House salad, dress it on the side. Just dip it in there a little bit. Let me touch my lips with a crouton.
We'll see you tonight.
Ginger ale for everybody.
We'll see you tonight. Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai with your friends doing the home field advantage in the break room on CMF. Okay, you made your picks this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us as they do every football, pre-football day, I guess, because it's special Thursday. Our good buddy from 95.7 The Fan, you can catch him on the sports bar every weekday 3 to 6. Mike Danger, great to see you.
Morning, boys.
Good to see you.
Oh, the Lee Zeldin of the break room.
The Lee Zeldin of the break room. And... also joining Danger.
Yeah, who's that?
Okay, if you're watching the live stream,
yeah.
There is not a problem with your computer or phone.
What are you looking at?
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
You know what he looks like?
What's he look like?
He looks like the captain of the Butter Barge. Like, remember they brought that sculpture down to, like, Syracuse?
Yeah.
They brought it down the Erie Canal. He would be running that barge.
No, I heard that he's the captain of the gravy boat. That's what I heard. Ryan Duffy from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. What are you wearing?
Hey, coworkers.
What are you wearing?
What's happening? What are you talking about? I'm just excited for a football Thursday. Okay. Our boys are down in Miami, sucking up the nice sun and the palm trees. I figured I'd join them in spirit at the very least.
So last week you wore like a romper of palm trees.
That was a two-piece.
This week, Tommy, could you please describe to the audience what he's
wearing? So he's got a captain's cap on.
A Bills branded captain's cap.
Yeah. He's wearing sunglasses.
Inside, by the way.
Yeah. He's got his Hawaiian shirt.
But it's a Bills Hawaiian shirt. With flamingos.
But you got to look close.
Right.
And then you've got on bird dog shorts.
Yeah, bright yellow bird dog
shorts.
What
are bird dog shorts? Is that those shorts
don't
with the liner?
Don't get started.
He will know.
I know you know.
Are those really comfortable shorts that I buy all the time
they're
with the
underpants trunks.
Built into the pants?
But they're swimming trunks.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Were those shorts on clearance?
They were.
Okay.
They were.
That's all you need to know.
Look, what Tommy did to describe it does not do it what justice. No, I'm just saying, you can, if you want to see it for yourself, you can log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, our YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF, brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Those guys are ridiculous, and not even they would wear what he's wearing.
You're harping on me real hard, but I'm telling you, I'm comfortable as all comfortable.
So. I am glad I'm wearing glasses, because I'm afraid one of those buttons of yours is going to take my eye out.
Gotta have the proper PPE on when you're in the workplace. So
Danger.
Yeah.
The Bills, with some injury issues, on a short week, playing a division opponent with an almost entirely brand new starting roster. A lot to feel good about this week.
Well, I think Miami has the same situation, right? Like, they won their week one game, but they were also down and almost down big to Jacksonville. I think both teams are going to kind of still figure this out here as they head into week two, but a short week doesn't help. And so I think both teams are kind of at a disadvantage. There's also some key injuries with Miami as well.
Okay,
push.
No, okay.
Push, baby. He's calling push.
As a degenerate gambler, I mean, anybody that puts money down knows that that short week on the road is brutal. Adding a divisional game makes it even worse. I mean, it sounds like you're pretty nonchalant about the odds stacked against the Bills this week.
I think that there are some odds stacked against the Bills this week, but I also look at history and what the Bills have done against this team in recent years, and there's a lot of pretty damning stats against the Dolphins, against Tua, when they take on the Bills.
Okay, as I turn here to Hawaii Hank, Ryan, the Bills they start the season without Matt Milano.
Yeah.
Teron Johnson, the best nickel safety in the NFL, he's out with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
You may have the fastest offense in the NFL if they can figure out a way to get it going against the Bills. I mean, do you have the horses tonight on defense to try and hold the Dolphins back the way you have historically in the last couple of years?
What do you think, Skipper?
I don't know,
that
man.
That kid's never skipped in his life.
Oh, please. Please. Terrible.
On the ground or a meal.
Very nice. So mean. Just so mean.
What did you think was going to happen wearing this in this room?
I thought you guys were going to say you look great, honestly.
You look
but I'm
like
not I'm not dressing up for you guys. I'm dressing up for my own comfort
you
level.
You look like Hawaii
and for the lovely viewers
shoes.
At home.
Hawaii with shoes.
So to your question,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I it worries me. The speed on the Miami offense definitely worries me. I don't care if they're down one, possibly two of their starting running backs. The Miami Dolphins can take the top off of any defense at any point. So it's definitely something to worry about.
All right, that being said, Tommy Mulay made his picks this morning. He is currently 2-2-1.
Not bad.
It's a respectable first week.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a tough room.
Let's get our first pick from Tommy Mulay this morning on a special Football Thursday on CMF. Over under 1.5 sacks for Groot.
Pat, here's what I know. I'm saying right now that the New York Sack Exchange is going to be in Miami.
Man, that's a really original name for a team. But
why? They've never said it before. I got a good feeling about this game.
Did you watch the game while you were in Dawson?
No, I was on vacation.
You didn't watch the game.
I told you he wasn't going to know anything that happened.
I thought your wife was going to make you watch the game.
No, we were on a bout.
So to be clear, you know about this team, you know about this game, and you have not watched a second of regular season Bills football.
I have not yet.
Okay. To be clear, you are over 1.5 sacks for defensive end Greg Rousseau.
Yeah.
Danger, Greg Rousseau played so well last week that Von Miller got a sack.
That's right.
Okay. 3 sacks for Greg Rousseau, and here's the weirdest stat of the day. Are you ready? In 6 career games versus Miami, Greg Rousseau has 5.5 sacks, which sounds like a sack a game, but every game he's gotten a sack against Miami, he's gotten more than one. He's been shut out 3 times, he had 2 sacks twice, and a sack and a half the other. Over, under, 1.5 sacks for Greg Rousseau tonight.
Your AFC Defensive Player of the Week, by the
way. Damn straight.
That's right. Big game, 3 sacks. That doesn't happen very often, which is why you get an award like AFC Defensive Player of the Week. I'm taking the under on this.
Ooh.
I don't think he's going to go off the board and not get a sack. I think he can get a sack. I don't think he can get more than one.
He goes all Lee Zeldin, man.
What are you... I mean, no, Danger's right. It's very hard to get sacks in the NFL.
I understand that, but that's why they pay him all that money.
Oh my God,
to do that.
They pay you money to do radio. You've been sitting there 30 years puking on yourself.
If there's an argument to be made, he hasn't made that money yet as a pro. If he has a big year this year, he will make all that money.
So he's
money.
Motivated.
No,
he
I
is
love
motivated.
How you're so dumb. Danger is arguing against his own point for you. Ryan, Greg Rousseau had arguably the game of his life last week, and if this defense is going to be able to stop Miami, they may need to get that pressure right on Tua. Does that motivate him enough over or under 1.5 sacks for Greg Rousseau tonight?
I think he's definitely motivated after such a great game last week, but I think the rest of the defensive line is just as motivated. If I'm Miami's offensive line, I cannot go into this game without some kind of plan to stop Greg Rousseau specifically after the game that he had last Sunday. So with that, I have to take the under, thinking that I think everyone else on the defensive line is going to eat. I agree with Danger that
but it means
Rousseau,
it opens it up for other people. Listen to the Kahuna.
Exactly. I agree with Danger that
what
I think.
What does Kahuna say?
I think that Russo will get a sack, but I don't see him going over two. But I do think his presence is going to open it up for everybody.
And I also think that the key on the defensive line for the Bills going into this game is the middle. You didn't really hear Ed Oliver. He didn't show up on the stat sheet week one. Yeah, Daquan Jones making some big plays last week as well. But that push in the middle is what's going to disrupt Tua. It's all timing based with Miami's offense. And if you get that push with Oliver and with Daquan Jones, yeah, I think that that's where the key lies for the Bills' defensive line.
All right, so Danger and the Daiquiri both disagree with Tommy's pick this morning.
Daiquiri.
Worst morning show ever.
Danger. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning on a special Football Thursday on CMF. Over under 70 yards rushing for James Cook. Oh, what happened? What happened?
Ooh, tricky.
What happened?
I'm going to take the under.
Oh!
The first.
I'm seeing a different game.
But wouldn't the sloppy weather lead to more balls on the ground?
I don't
think
it's going to be that sloppy. I don't think it's going to be the sloppy you're thinking.
No,
so you don't believe in the weather.
It's Miami sloppy. It's different.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't rain all day in Miami.
Okay. You're taking under 70 yards rushing with James
Cook. I'm seeing the game different.
Okay. You haven't seen any of the game yet this season.
No, but in my mind's eye, baby.
So, Ryan, James Cook was getting yardage in chunks against Arizona last week. But the weirdest stat maybe of today, James Cook in two games last year against Miami only averaged around 30 yards rushing per game.
Shut him down.
And that's with one game where the Bills were up big early.
Yeah.
Over under 70 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
I think the weather definitely plays a factor into it, for sure. But I also think, though, that with what we saw, the balance of the offense under Joe Brady, offensive coordinator Joe Brady, I think there's going to be an emphasis on the running game. And with the good game that James Cook had last week, I can't see him not going over 70. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes over 100.
And this man knows about balance. He's put out several planks. I mean, on the ship, not the exercise.
I was going to say, what's your angle here? I don't know if that's a compliment or what.
Okay, so you're confident in James Cook.
I am. I'm going to take the over on this one.
Okay.
What?
But he's disagreed with you directly twice while looking you in the eyes while wearing sunglasses inside.
I don't want to pick on Don Ho-Ho.
Oh, man. I have made a horrible mistake.
Yeah, no kidding. What were you thinking, you idiot?
Oh, please. I dress for myself, not for you people.
Are you going into radio?
Danger. Josh Allen has that hand injury.
Yeah.
It is. They may be worried about him securing the ball while running. That could open up some more carries for James Cook. Over or under 70 yards rushing for James Cook.
I'm going under. Not because I think James Cook is going to have a bad game. I think he's going to have a fine game. But I just think in this offense, and you talked about it, like it gets spread and everybody eats. And we saw a little bit of Ray Davis in week one. And we saw a little bit of... Go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Wait, there's a big spread where everybody eats.
Yeah.
Huh. I already did my quote.
No. You scared? Were you scared? Because Ryan's in here too, you bitch-ass bitch.
It turns out I like Ryan's mother. She's a fine woman.
You were saying.
I just think that they'll spread the ball out. There'll be even distribution between Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. I'm going under.
Oh, you're going under 70.
I agree with Tommy.
Yeah, that's why you're at the top of your game. That's why you have your own show in the afternoon.
You finally got one. 10 minutes into the segment. It's a special Thursday edition of Tommy Tells It Like It Is. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan. Ryan Duffy from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast joining us to recap Tommy's picks. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
So I think this is going to be the Josh show.
Well, last week was the Josh show.
Doesn't mean you can't have another one.
True.
All right. The reason you're paying him all that money. So I think he's going to put on a real clinic.
Okay.
And I ain't buying the injury. That is some... I think they're overselling it.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. This is a Clapton move, man. This is hand jive all the way, baby.
Go home now.
And so you don't believe in the injury. You don't think it's a real thing.
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
But I think they put the glove on to make it look bad, just to make him think like he's weak.
Okay. Before you make a decision, I want to say this.
All right. I'm going to hold off on my decision.
You know.
I'm holding.
You know where my seats are in that game. I'm right on the Bills sideline. Yeah. I'm right there. Mm-hmm. When he came out of the game, and as they looked at his hand, they had backup quarterback. They told Mitchell Trubisky to go start taking snaps. Yeah. That's how worried they were
about
it.
That's the play, baby.
In the moment, they were
there. That's the theater. They practiced this crap in front of the cameras to get you suckers to buy into it.
So then, over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
I'll wait. I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over?
Yeah.
Okay, Danger, there's a reason we're running this prop bet back again from last week. Josh Allen is the only quarterback in NFL history to have 4 games in his career of 2 touchdowns passing, 2 touchdowns rushing, meaning that the odds that he does that again are infinitesimal. 3 touchdown games, even pretty effing amazing. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen this week.
My favorite bet this game is the under. I think Vegas set the over under way too high. I don't think this is going to be a high scoring game. I actually am going to take the under on this for Josh Allen.
Thoughts?
This is what you get, man. You put your faith in these kids. You know, nobody wants to pick anymore.
What is it? 49 is the over under on the game tonight.
Yeah, it was like 49.5 or 50, something ridiculous. It's like the third highest over under this week. Doesn't make sense.
Okay. Ryan?
Patrick.
Josh Allen's injury could play a factor, although Tommy does not believe that's the case. Josh Allen's hatred of the Dolphins could factor in. And again, we talked to Dan Fates from 13 Wham on Monday while Tommy wasn't here. Dan Fates revealed to us that Josh Allen's family sends him every hate article they can find so he can see it in front of his face. And Josh Allen has several personal issues with defensive players in Miami. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
You mentioned the hand thing, and what's funny is I've looked at a lot of the social media postings of the Bills over the last, 3 days. Mm-hmm. Every single one that has Josh Allen in it, he either has his left hand in his pocket or it's strategically placed behind him. It makes me kind of wonder
the Bob Dole of quarterbacks?
Right. I wonder if the Bills are either playing this 4D chess of like, we're not going to show it and everyone's going to be wondering, or if they're actively trying to hide something from
the public.
Or that he's wearing
like a
brace.
Now.
Or that he's wearing a brace. He's not on the injury report. But my point
like he
is
lost it at a lumber yard.
My point.
Or on Ryan's ship.
My point is that it could actually be an issue. However.
We're listening.
Oh, my God.
However, I am going to take the over on this one because I think that Josh Allen is motivated to put up the season of his life.
There?
So I'm taking the over.
You talk like you're sailing from Europe to the New World.
There's context. There's context here. Okay. I'll just from now on, I'll just give one-word answers. Over, under. I'm taking the over on this one.
Oh, my gosh! All right.
He looks like Brian Wilson right before he went to bed.
He looks like Brian Wilson ate 8 other members of the band.
Oh, the Beach Boys?
How did it take us this long to get to the Beach Boys?
Bring it.
Tommy,
bring
Tommy
it all on. It's perfectly fine. Nothing bothers me.
The Beach Boys. Again, if you can't see, YouTube, the break room, WCMF. Okay. Tommy, I'm sorry. Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy here this morning on CMF. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within or under 3 points?
I'm calling for a Bills win.
Okay, Bills win. Bills got you win. There. Okay, so they're definitely going to cover that then because they're going to win.
I think they're going to cover the 3.
Okay, listen, stupid.
If they win, they automatically
do. They're dogs.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
He doesn't understand.
I know.
He's got more.
I know.
I think it's not going to be a blur.
Oh, okay. No blur?
No. This game's going to be tight.
Tight game.
Oh, it's going to be tight. They're going to keep it tight the whole game.
Okay. So what? So if it's not 10, what's it going to be?
7.
7? That's not tight. That's a full possession win.
Yeah, but that's a tight game considering these offenses.
Oh, yeah, it's a one score.
You got 2 of the high-powered quarterbacks.
Two high-powered quarterbacks. One that only had scored 14, 17 points last week. High-powered quarterback. All right. We turn to the captain of the Jolly Rancher, Roger.
You're falling off now.
Okay, look, you're not going to beat
Beach Boys.
You're not going to beat Beach Boys, all right?
And we still that's have shame on you. You should have saved that one for the end.
Now he's telling you how to do jokes. And he might be right because he put that on this morning. Ryan, do the Bills win this game? And if they do, No, I'm sorry. Do the Bills win this game? And if not, do they keep it within 2.5 points?
Oh, it's such a tough call because of the rivalry, because of the short week, because of the offenses of both teams. I actually do think this is going to be a high-scoring game. But if you look at the last couple games against the Dolphins and the Bills, all of them have been decided by less than a possession, sometimes even a field goal. I do think, however, with the travel, that it's going to be Miami's night, and I think they're going to win it. I don't think that it's going to be within 3 points. So I guess in that point, yeah, I have the Bills covering but not winning. 31-28.
No, they wouldn't cover because it's 2.5.
Betting information.
Oh, my God.
Why don't gamble?
You did today. Coming in here like the captain in the Tenderloin.
The string will keep it together.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is the greatest thing you've ever done in your life.
I didn't think we could beat the Beach Boys, but we just did.
We did it.
Captain and Tenderloin. It's great.
Danger, do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within the 2.5 points?
The Bills have won 11 of the last 12 meetings against the Miami Dolphins. They've won 4 in a row against the Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa's record against the Buffalo Bills, 1-5.
Ooh, take that, Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
You said Tua, you idiot. Like you're doing, Hawk Tua. Like you're doing a 70s cartoon.
Well, you would be the expert in that situation, so please explain it to me.
Hello, fellow teenagers. I saw a young woman say something viral. Danger. So you believe wins our quarterback stat then?
Well, I just think Tua struggles against this Bills defense. Sean McDermott has a way to affect him, and I think the Bills are winning tonight, 20-14.
All right.
Damn.
20-14. That's a 6-point. Wow, you're almost dead on with Tommy here.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy made his bonus pick. I know introduction needed. Go ahead. Duffy.
Not so fast, buddy. I think this game's going to be epic on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see one of the best Thursday night football games ever. And I know they haven't been playing that long. You're going to be talking about this game for a long time.
But that's based on opinion.
It's going to be good. It's going to be like that Kansas City game. 13 seconds, crazy ass.
Why would you say that out loud again, you
jackass? It's going to be amazing.
Why would you do that?
And Josh is going to be the hero of this game. It's going to be amazing to watch. It's going to be entertaining.
That's not a bonus pick, you idiot. That's not quantifiable. You need to pick something.
But that's quantifiable.
It's not.
Josh is going to win this game for him.
What does that mean?
Okay, so
it's going to come to one possession,
okay.
And it's going to be Josh scoring a touchdown.
So Josh, we have something now.
Josh scores in the last...
winning touchdown.
Whether his arm or his foot,
okay.
Or his busted-ass hand that everybody thinks is like going to be amputated.
What's
because
he doing with his feet?
He's going to either run. It's going to be him. It's going to be all him.
So you're saying in the last 3 minutes, Josh will win this game by scoring?
Yeah. It'll come down to that possession. He will win this game, and the 72 Dolphins, because, you know, they roll them all out there, and like they're going to be so amazed.
Oh, my God.
That they're going to applaud Josh Allen.
No.
Oh.
Yes. Larry Zonka is going to go over. He's the only one left, and he's going to shake his hand.
All right, we did Google and make sure Larry Zonka was still alive. He is.
Kind of.
All right, so here is what we boiled it down to.
Okay.
Danger, does Josh Allen win this game by scoring an any kind of touchdown, throwing or running, within the last 3 minutes of this game?
Ooh,
he's thinking that.
Well, yeah, because you made somewhat coherent sense when we walked you through it, like your grandpa trying to get
pudding.
Well,
it was a quantifiable. You're going to be quantifiable.
That's a real word.
Dragging religion into this.
I don't think it's that much of a stretch.
Ah!
But I think it's also pretty unlikely, so I'm going to say no.
Oh! Right.
Hold on, let's ask King Stretch over here. This brother knows Stretch. Come on, Stretch.
Honestly.
Captain Stretch.
Honestly, that is the most... I think that's the most realistic bonus pick I've ever heard out of
damn.
You.
Damn.
It is. In the two
Thank
seasons
you.
That I've been doing this here. So, but even though I do have the Bills, you know, not winning this game, so I have to disagree with you there, but it's 100% realistic because we've seen it countless times from Josh Allen.
So they're kind of with me on this.
No, they both said no.
Yeah, but they're thinking. They're thinking about it.
Okay.
Like, usually, yeah, you know... It's way off. But this one, I'm very close.
Yeah, you're getting warmer.
You had some hits last year. I think you predicted Josh Allen, AFC player of the week.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's only done that 10 times.
You're right.
Wow. Wasn't that against the Dolphins, too?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. All right.
I'm feeling good.
Again, the game live tonight here on CMF. Your pregame will be going on your ride home from work this evening. If you want to... Well, no, you guys are doing... What, are you guys on the air?
We're on for an hour. It's the heavy lift show today. We do 1 hour, and Dan Fates is going to carry us through that hour to give us a little preview from Miami.
Fantastic. Mike Danger, you can catch that. And every weekday, 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, 3 to 6. Ryan Duffy, one half of the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, the new show up yesterday morning. Where can folks find that?
They can find that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us on social media at let's.go.duffalo.
And for those who did not manage to get to YouTube, yes, we will take a picture of Ryan and put it on our social media pages.
Sure. We got a little thing going here, don't we, guys?
Kimmy did call you Red Carpet Ryan this morning.
Hey, I mean, I like it. Hey, kind of works. It's actually the least offensive thing I've heard out of this group here this morning, so awesome.
Did you drive in with that outfit on like that?
I put the hat on when I parked my car.
Oh, you got to drive home like that.
Oh, all right. Bring it on. Want to go for a ride?
No.
Boys, always a pleasure. We'll see you in, 13 days?
Let's go. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I mean, there's nothing you could say negative about this story.
No, there isn't. It's amazing.
And, like, not only is it amazing, I mean, this guy has had an unbelievable run, right? Yeah. He's a borderline billionaire, almost NFL franchise owner, which, thank God for the Bills.
Yeah, he's a shrewd businessman.
He is.
On top of everything else.
Oh, and he's one of the most popular musicians of all time. Mm-hmm. I still don't like him. But!
Yeah, a lot of people do not like this guy.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Don't worry about it, Kimmy. If you missed this story yesterday... You missed the greatest thing Jon Bon Jovi has ever done.
Yes.
Better than the albums, better than his side businesses, better than trying to buy the Buffalo Bills. Nashville yesterday, yes. Jon Bon Jovi is filming. Was he filming a music video?
Yes. That's what Tommy said. I didn't realize like why he was in this place.
Okay. There's a big like pedestrian bridge down
there. Yeah.
So while they are shooting this video, he notices that there is a woman on this pedestrian bridge on the other side of the barricade ready to jump off.
Yeah.
She's going to end her life. And it's a very serious situation. Mm-hmm. It looks like no first responders were even at the scene yet, right. So this must have just happened. So Jon Bon Jovi walks down the pedestrian bridge, and he went to work.
Yeah.
He talked to the woman. He convinced the woman not to jump after having this conversation with her. He then helped her get back over the ledge to safety and went about the rest of his day.
Amazing. Hero.
Yeah. Then if you want it, the video exists. You can see the video for yourself of all of the things that he was able to do. And it's not even like he didn't have his cell phone out. It's like a, what would you call it? Like a security cam?
Yeah, it must be like some like bridge, like a security cam, street cam. Because I think that's what makes it even better for him when people say that's not, you know, he knew the cameras were around. I mean, no, if you didn't have that one camera facing in that direction, you'd never know it happened.
But he also looks like he knows what he's doing.
So it turns out that he does. Bon Jovi, apparently, he has experience speaking with people who are going through crisis. He has a foundation called the JBJ Soul Foundation. Part of this was a restaurant that he founded years ago. It's one of those pay what you can restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess, like, he's very hands-on with it. Like, he will sit and talk to people that are going through hard times, and I guess he's had training and stuff like this.
Okay. Did not know.
You could not have had
a better person at the right time.
Than John Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
John Bon Jovi.
A hero.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, that woman has a lot going on, obviously, in that
she's
moment.
She's struggling.
Do you think she knew that was John Bon Jovi?
I mean, you're in Nashville.
Might depend on her age. We don't know
We really don't know
anything about her, but I'm guessing if she's under a certain age, she would have no idea who that was.
Plus, even if you are a John Bon Jovi fan, if you haven't seen John Bon Jovi recently, he looks very different. His hair is completely white.
And he's had a lot of face work.
He's
smooth.
Come on.
He's very smooth.
In more ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm trying to comprehend being at that point in your life. And I know there are people that have been there that are listening to the show, right? I mean, you have personal experience with this family, right?
Yeah.
But to, like, go from, like, if you knew that was John Bon Jovi, like, all right, I have reached the point where I don't want to do this anymore. And you look over, and here comes John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
You would have to think that you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you already died.
Yeah.
Like, you already hit the water.
Or like, this is a moment where, like, I'm not actually doing this right now. Because... think of how many people exist in the city of Nashville.
Yeah, right? Probably a couple million, right?
I mean, just think there's probably thousands of people walking around that area at that time.
Yeah.
And of all of the people that were going to reach you first to try and convince you that this was a terrible idea, it's John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, not Luke Bryan.
You mean Luke Bryan?
What's his name?
Luke Bryan.
So I just said.
I thought you said Luke Bryant.
Well, I like Luke Bryant.
Lou Bryant.
Yeah, I love Lou Bryant.
No, like, I'm trying to put myself in a space where even the people around him that are what, like, wait. Is that John Bon Jovi trying to talk a woman off a bridge? Like, if I came in here today, because this really happened. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Nothing.
And I go, guys, I was just outside, and John Bon Jovi talked a woman off of the bridge near High Falls.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. You would think I was insane. You would call the cops.
Yeah.
I mean, and to your point, too, like, I think even if you were a big Bon Jovi fan or knew of Bon Jovi, to see, like, somebody like that in real life, they're probably not going to look how you imagine. So you could know of him and his music and still not know who's talking to you in that moment.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I mean, when was the last time he popped up where you would have seen what he currently looks like, his hair and everything?
Well, you had said something there.
He might introduce himself.
But I don't think you introduce yourself as John Bon Jovi. You probably say, hi, I'm John.
I have seven Grammys.
Does he have seven Grammys?
I have no idea.
Does Bon Jovi have a Grammy?
I think he's got at least one Grammy. Everybody gets a Grammy.
Can we Google if John Bon Jovi has a Grammy? Because I'll say this. If he doesn't have a Grammy, he's getting a Grammy this year.
Oh, yeah.
New album out and all this attention, right? Best New Contemporary White-Haired Artist. Edgar Winters. Damn.
He has one.
One Grammy. Right. For what? Does it say for what?
It was...
Bad Medicine.
The band has earned 9 nominations, but he earned one, and it says I don't know if this is right. It was in a country category?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's why he's in Nashville.
Yeah, so it's...
Okay.
Do you count that as a Bon Jovi Grammy?
A country
Grammy.
A country Bon Jovi Grammy?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Because he didn't win for, you know, it's not what broke him.
Sure, sure. So I just want to be clear.
Okay, so he won Person of the Year this year.
Oh, so it's not like a... real good. Is it like, one of them honor Grammys?
Must be.
Okay.
Must be, yep.
So I just want to make sure we're clear here, right? As we tell this story, John Bon Jovi, while shooting a music video in Nashville, notices a woman on a bridge that's about to jump off. He walks over to her. He has a conversation with her. He not only convinces her not to jump off the bridge, he then physically helps her over the barricade, which is more dangerous than people understand, right? He puts himself in that position, right? Does not look for any accolades. The video that we have of it comes from, like, a bridge cam. He has not made a statement about this, by the way. The only statement we have is from the chief of police out in Nashville saying, quote, shout out to Bon Jovi and his team for helping a woman on the pedestrian bridge. It takes all of us to keep each other safe. And you have the nerve to be like, ah, Grammy doesn't count. That's the first thing you say after the story's over?
So let's say, does he help her out after this?
I mean,
let's say she's struggling financially.
Okay, all right.
And this is like she was at the end. Is it okay to ask him for some money?
So, I mean, I think asking him is rough, but I will say this to your first question if he helps her out. The cynic in me wants to say, well, he would do that because it just gives him more publicity. Mm. But it's impossible to be cynical with the way the story lays out.
Right.
Because, again, he did not seek the publicity.
Right.
He did this all on his own. And based on his background, maybe he does.
Yeah. I mean, he could.
I want to not like Jon Bon Jovi, and this is making me like Jon Bon Jovi.
It is weird how hated he is.
He's very divisive.
It's mostly with men.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not surprising, right? Like, his music...
Because he was a rocker that your girl got a little damp for.
Well, and that's just
And it pissed you off.
Well, there are, I guess, plenty of artists like that throughout time, right? Their music is good, but you don't want to admit it's good.
Oh, I don't like Bon Jovi's music at all.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but what I'm saying is, like,
too fun.
That's my point.
I don't think. Well, no, it's like, hey, I'm Van Halen, but my pants are tighter. You know, which is tough to do.
Very tough to do.
No, I think it's just because one, they were everywhere, right? Yeah. Like, they played them on rock stations.
I mean, they
played
hit,
them on
man.
Top 40 stations, yeah. Right? So you couldn't get away from it. And I don't know, like, they're from Jersey too.
Mm-hmm.
They got that Jersey attitude, and he always had this air about him, like, yeah, I'm Bon Jovi, but he's also a good person. Yeah.
So you know what?
He's a family man.
Yeah,
kinda.
You know what song he won the Grammy for? It was in 2007, and it was that "Who Says You Can't Go Home"
song.
Who
says you can't go home? Who says you can't go home?
So that's why it was in the country category.
You give love a bad name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.